mean, that's one thing that's so good about the NFL is that everyone sort of thinks league first. And, you know, teams that have challenges, and, you know, we certainly have our share, there's no lack of teams that want to try to help us. And likewise, you know, some of the things we did this past year, particularly inside the stadium, you know, we get questions from other teams all the time. You know, what did you guys do to fix your in-stadium experience? So it's a great two-way street.
The blackout rule today, going to try that for you. Obviously, it hasn't impacted you guys, but is that a big step for the league?
You know, I think so. Mm-hmm. Really doesn't affect us, because right after Shad bought the team, he decided that, you know, we're just going to remove that from Jaguars language, blackout. So, you know, fortunately, our fans have supported the team extremely well. And, you know, part of our bargain is to make sure that they have an opportunity to see the game. So we think that's our best marketing tool, to have our games on TV, and perhaps it can lead to more people wanting to come to the stadium.
Second half of last year, you told us in February that a lot of teams came to visit to see what you were doing, particularly with the scoreboards and the in-stadium experience. Have you gotten even more requests at this point?
Oh, we have. Well, because, you know, one thing that the league does is, you know, they do a lot of tracking and monitoring, so you know where you stand versus other teams. And, you know, we talk about it in the state of the franchise each year, you know, where we stand in terms of average ticket price, in terms of local revenue. But on the very positive side of it, you know, clubs have taken notice that, you know, we've moved right to the top in the league in terms of our season ticket holders' reaction to what's happening inside the stadium. And to be able to do that in the context of, quite honestly, not a very good football team, at least as far as results are concerned, you know, people are impressed by that.
Go ahead.
It's, what's next for the club seat project? What is it? Is it out of your hands, or do you want to? What's the next step?
Well, at this stage, we're waiting to see what the legislature does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Shad has basically said he'll pay for the project. And then if there is support from the state of Florida to reinvest a portion of the sales taxes that are generated by Everbank Field over a much longer period of time, then, you know, we'll go forward with it. And I think it'll be interesting to see what happens. I can tell you it's a very important project for us.
They tabled that. Did they put that back on the agenda somewhere?
What they did was they deferred it out of committee, and, you know, any decision that's made by a legislative body that has to do with a sports team tends to be very controversial. And many times these things aren't necessarily viewed on their merits, but sometimes they're simply viewed on, you know, what is my potential opponent in the future going to use against me if I'm running against someone? And that's just the reality of politics. So it was deferred out of committee. They wanted to have everyone have to weigh in on this. Now, the positive about that is the enabling legislation that passed last year went through the same process where, you know, everyone in the legislature had a chance to vote for it or vote against it. And last year, the majority chose to support it. We hope that same thing happens this year.
What would be the latest you would be have to start construction for it to be ready for 16?
Well, it's a very complicated project. We would have to begin work as soon as our season ends in 2015. Hopefully it's sometime in January, but we got to start right away, because we're also trying to be very, very sensitive to all the other events at Everbank Field. What we don't want to do is have this project put us in a situation where we may have to pass on an event.
Oh, okay.
You know? So you're going to do this. It's going to happen.
We're going to do it if we can find the partner who believes it's a good idea to. I mean, keep in mind, it's the stadium is owned by the city of Jacksonville. It was built in large part by contributions not only from the Jaguars but from the state in the form of a sales tax rebate. And locally, in terms of a reinvestment of a small portion of the bed tax. And, you know, for us to go forward and say, hey, don't worry about it anymore, we're going to pay 100% of what's going to happen in the stadium. And, you know, if you're renting a house, you wouldn't do that if you didn't own it. And it's no different with us. It's, you know, we've had a great partnership. We expect that partnership will continue to be even stronger in the future. And, you know, Shad is going to continue to do more than his share.
So, I'm sorry if I didn't quite understand that. Shad said he's going to pay for.
What Shad is committed to do is to put the funds up front to complete the project, 100% of the funding up front. And then he would be reimbursed for a portion of that over a period of 15 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we need the state legislature to approve participation through a sales tax rebate. And okay, that's what we'll find out this year. So I know Shad's not going to do it if he's not going to be reimbursed to a certain degree, because, again, it's not our building. And, you know, we certainly are the primary beneficiary of everything that happens at Everbank Field, but we're not the only beneficiary. And you know, Jacksonville became an NFL city a long time ago, over 20 years ago, because of the very strong public-private partnership that was negotiated and put in place. And that's something we want to continue.
Mark Schott said in his first year of ownership that he was surprised at some of the other owners and how they spoke about Jacksonville in not a very glowing light in terms of the revenue generated, the other things that you know, when they came to play against the Jaguars. Have you seen a shift in that perception?
Absolutely. Now, have we gone from a team that a lot of people look at and wonder if they're going to make it to a team that is the most solid and stable in the NFL? Of course not. But I think the best barometer of that is people aren't talking about the Jaguars relocating. And, you know, there's a number of teams that are in discussion, three teams, in fact, that are talking about moving to Los Angeles, and we're not one of them. So I think that's a reflection of how people view not only Schott's commitment to Jacksonville, and Schott's commitment is getting deeper with the shipyards and the other things that we've done in terms of investing in the stadium. So, you know, I'm very confident that we can solve our problems. We've already begun to solve them. We've got a long way to go, but I think there's a path for us to achieve what Schott has asked us to do, and that's to have a very stable, consistently competitive, sustainable franchise in Jacksonville, and I think we're on the path to that.
How significant is that shift within a three-year period that you just talked about?
I think it's really dramatic. There's no question. Just look at Everbank Field today versus 3 years ago, and you know the fact we don't talk about blackouts because we haven't had a blackout in a number of years. We've gotten rid of most of tarps inside the stadium. That was always a glaring sign of failure in some respects. And you know the results in terms of our attendance, our local revenue, all of those are pointed in the right direction. That's thanks to our fans and the many loyal supporters we have throughout the region, particularly in the business community. So it's dramatic. We're very proud of what we've done over 3 years, but we also understand we've just sort of scratched the surface. We've got a long way to go.